Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. In case you haven't checked the label of this file, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com. Hey, how would you like to have a weekly challenge? Okay, let's have one, since it's Sunday morning and all. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this goofy editing program, the neighbor's dogs bark in between stories, and the resulting disaster is posted for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is Weekly Challenge 223, and the topic is At the Fair. We've got a cool batch of stories this week, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up is Matt Ryan. He's from the Daily Poon. Come on, let's all say it. Daily Poon. Daily Poon. Okay, you'll see how to spell that in the show notes. But before we go to the show notes, how about we do some listenerizing? Go, Matt!
A man named John met Jack and Jill at the fair one fine summer day. John said to Jill what a thrill it is still to roll down the hill down the way. So John, Jack, and Jill went over to the hill to race down the side sans their sleigh. John went first and landed with a curse as he hit his head on the hardened clay. Then Jack and Jill followed John's step and rolled down the hill the wrong way. Both Jack and Jill tumbled down the hill and landed hard that summer day. They forgot the water.
Ha 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 ha! A new take on an old spin. Thank you, Matt. And you're always welcome back. We'll keep the doors wide open. I don't care if it lets in flies or mosquitoes. That doesn't matter. As long as you can get in and rob the place. Oh, if you couldn't understand that, which I don't understand because it was as clear as day, you can check the text of the story in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You'll also see how to spell Daily Poon in order to go to Matt's site. Speaking of sites, how about we take a little gander at what Caleb Bullen has for us this week? He's back, and we're ready to be Calebized.
At the fair.
Be thee fair or foul, I'd love thee still. More than heaven or all the gods above could know.
At Shaky Bill.
Games, rides, prizes, try the funnel cakes. All down at the Chinchilla Fairground this weekend.
At the fair.
The games with you I've played in days gone by. The prize is love, fried and battered tasty.
At Shaky Bill.
This weekend at the Chinchilla Fairground, you'll have such a great time, your life will be changed forever.
At the fair.
Yes, change my life, your love would bring me life. Allow me but to taste your lips this night.
At Shaky Bill.
Yes, I love you too.
Wow, we've gone totally Twitter. Cool. Thank you, Caleb. You know, the line that's going to haunt me until the end of my days is going to be, the prize is love, fried and battered tasty. Put that on your Valentine. Man, that's a cool line. I might have it tattooed on my shoulder. Which shoulder should I get it on? Folks, why don't you put in the comments of the post which shoulder I should get the prize is love, fried and battered tasty. Which shoulder should I get that tattooed on? I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, thank you, Caleb. And let's move on to Stephen, the nuclear man. What has he got up his sleeve? Probably a tattooed of the prize is love, fried and battered tasty. It's spreading. It's the in phrase.
This is Stephen the Nuclear Man here. This story is dedicated to my dog Taylor, who passed away almost exactly a week ago from when I'm recording this. I don't want to go on this stupid ride. Sarah put her small fists on her hips, staring at her father. The spin and puke, or whatever, sang the same shrill tune as the neighborhood ice cream truck. "Okay," her father said. "How about a balloon animal?" A nearby mime, hearing him, wheeled his tank and deflated balloons closer. "I want Spot to be alive again," Sarah wailed, tears streaking her dusty face. The mime lifted a finger and went to work. In moments, he presented Sarah with the inflated dog. She looked unimpressed until it licked her and wagged its tail. This week's music is Window Like by Echoed, which can be found at ccmixter.org.
I'm sorry, Stephen. I know it can't be easy. But a happy story, I suppose. Whenever someone asks me if you have any questions, I always ask them if there's a doggy heaven, even if it's a presentation for something like a new software or training for a new procedure. I just want to know. So, let's check the list and see who's coming up next. It's our new friend, Lizzie Beth. I think she got lured into this by Justin or someone, but let's see what she's got up her sleeve. Now, she wasn't able to record the story, so I found someone who can do it for her. Let's listen, shall we?
The smell of popcorn wafted through the air. It tickled the senses, inviting the person to sample its mysteries. To delve into delights that could only be imagined. Hustle and bustle permeated every available corner. Some people scream. Others start shouting, oblivious to their surroundings. Children squeal with delight, eager to partake of every nook and cranny that lay hidden to their view. Animals brayed, signaling for the want of attention, yet their voices seemed to fall on deaf ears as people ran about. Turn here or there, a new sight beheld the eyes. A new smell captivated the senses.
Thank you, Lizzie Beth, and please, don't be a stranger. Come back. Come back again and again and again and again. Until the end of time. Okay, let's see who else is coming in the door here. Well, it's June Stormcrow. She does all sorts of writers-type stuff, include a mad dash every day of a topic and such. You may have seen me retweet that over on the Twitter feed. Yeah, that's 100-word stories. No, it's not at the fair. Then there would be love, battered, fried, and tasty. I may be getting off my diet kick soon. Actually, I reached 212 pounds yesterday. Of course, that didn't last, but that's okay. It's a brand new day, and when I'm done here, I'm going to go for a walk. And I'm going to walk to the store and realize that you can't really carry a bunch of breakfast shakes for 3 miles. That's rather loopy. Oh well, I'll come up with something. Anyway, here comes June with her story, read by a robot.
Tommy patiently led his little brother to the dart game, fishing pond, and duck river. He put his foot down at the Ferris wheel. "That's slow and for babies. Come on, Jason, let's get on the scrambler." "No, I want to go up high." A foot stamp. "It doesn't go that high, and it's tamer than the moon bounce." Tommy began to drag his brother away from the puke-orange wheel, listing in the faint summer breeze. Jason craned his neck around to see the stupid thing, until the Ferris wheel fell over onto the scrambler, merrily spinning beside it.
"Ooh, scary. Thank you. Thank you, June. I want to say something here. I was going to do this one using the SpeakIt application. You know, this thing, this little robot reader. But after I heard it, I said, no, that's got to be read by a midget. Yeah, that gives it the emotional oomph. These robots, they have no emotion. They can't tell the right way to read a story, the inflection, the feeling, the power of the written word. They just rattle it off like it's a scroll going into a player piano. They don't feel it. You know, it could do it over and over and over again, but it doesn't have the soul. Although that may be considered an advantage when the robots take over the world. Up next is our friend Jeffrey Haidt, who is still, I suppose, the steward of the Haidt of podcast fiction, Great Heights. But he's also over at Flying Island Press, which is even higher. A flying island, mind you. This is his story.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Haidt, and this is my entry into the 100-word story contest for week number 223, with the topic of the fair. Yeah, I know it's been a while since I've been here, but I'm not going to make excuses. And I'm sure Norval Joe is going to plug this as well, but Flying Island Press, if you're interested in short stories at all, if you want to write short stories for us, if you want to just listen or read short stories, come over and check us out, flyinglandpress.com. You can even download a free sample to determine if you want to go on. Alright, so here's my story.
Coin, please.
What?
Your coin, please, sir.
You've got to be kidding me. You're charging me to get across? What if I just stay here?
You'll be stuck in limbo for all of eternity, unless you pay the fare.
Fine. What is it?
One silver coin.
Silver coin? You know how long it's been since we used silver coins?
One silver coin, or you don't cross.
You're just stuck on this, aren't you? Let me see what I got here. Gum, receipt, sugar packet. Ah, 1 euro. It's the best I got.
That will have to do.
What? No change? Yeah, I know. I think I've probably told the joke before, and I've probably written it before, but, it's still funny, I think. Anyway. Thank you, Lawrence, for putting this up every week, and yeah, I'm really sorry I haven't been writing as much as I should. But it's nice to be back. And until next time.
Oh, come on. There's no need to apologize. Why do people insist on apologizing for having such full, busy lives when mine is so pointless and empty? So I have time to bring you this podcast day after day, week after week, year after year. Oh, what have I done with my life? I said that when I was standing on the scale and I saw 255 pounds, and I said, I need to make a change. So I bought a new scale. Ah, okay, well, thank you, Jeffrey Haidt. And remember, it's okay if you use the same joke over and over again, but I'm not allowed to, which is why when I post a daily story and you think you've heard it before, call me on it and say, don't you get away with recycling crap. I want a new, fresh, crazy story. And I'll try to write one. Actually, I've got stories pre-written all the way through September 13th. I even did one just for 9/11. Yeah, that's kind of living dangerously. The greatest story is going to be on October 10th, 2010, I think. That's going to be a weekly challenge. So everyone, I want everyone to come back for that one. Forget about the 5th anniversary. Forget about all those other anniversaries. I think October 10th is going to be the big weekly challenge. I hope you agree with me, because if you don't, you're wrong. All right, I've babbled enough. What does Justin have for us? I don't know. If I just drag that file over here and play it, we'll find out.
I looked over the various weapons, pistols and rifles. Despite the various sizes, they all used the same ammo. Rubber, bands. The man tending the booth had rough hands and a pockmarked face. Several other kids were checking out the weaponry. A crying kid and his mom walked up to the booth. The kid held a broken rifle. Through tears, the kid explained he dropped the gun and it broke. The weapons dealer said he couldn't replace it. More pleading tears. Man replaced the weapon. The kid's face held joy. I bought a pistol. I reward good customer service.
Well, thank you, Justin, even though that sounded awful lot like the midget, which has been lost for the longest time. Maybe the midget was the kid holding the broken rifle. Thank you, Justin. Actually, he sent in that music file. He's been having a bit of a spot of bad health there. I think he's got the plague. Do you think he's got the plague, Bruin? Bruin finally got up on the sofa here. Oh, he loves to have his tummy pet. He is the laziest little baby panther in the universe. Yes, you are. Yeah, oh, he's rolling over. I'd take a photo. But he's solid black, and I don't have any lights on. And I know it's morning, but there isn't much light coming through the window, so it's impossible to see him if I snap a photo. Yeah, I know, I should get a camera with a flash. Hey, I've got the wife's truck. I can go to Micro Center and pick up a cheap-ass camera, or go to Best Buy and then get talked into getting some sort of service plan which triples the cost of the camera. I looked at some of the deals on Dealzomoto. And they've got some really good ones every week, so I may wind up going that route. I went to Woot. Okay. So I go to Woot, and I see this refurbished Panini press for like $50, and it's normally $150, and I'm like, yeah! So I did. Okay, let's see what they got today. HP Pavilion Dual Core Entertainment Notebook with Blu-ray. Oh, it's refurbished. 8-cell battery, 17.3 LED, doesn't say the true resolution. Let's find out. It's a Radeon 4200 with 128 meg display cache memory. Oh, God. 2.3 gig AMD Turion 2. Memory maximum, blah, blah. I'm just looking through this. Video graphics, 128 meg display cache memory. Come on! I want to have 2 gigs of VRAM, man. I want to blow everything out of the water. Yeah, I want to get ready for Alice. That new Alice game? It's going to be like opening of 2011. Oh, man. American McGee, welcome back, dude. Yeah. Oh, I should feature another story, shouldn't I? Okay, Norval Joe, whom Jeffrey Heights suggested would pimp Flying Island Press. Well, he's right here. Norval Joe!
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of theflyingislandpress.com, and this is my 100-word story for the weekly challenge number 223 with a prompt of At the Fair. So here's my story. She was an unusual child and didn't mix well with the other teens in the small rural town. None of the kids knew if Chanel had moved from the city or a foreign country. When she spoke, it was a quiet monotone without accent. They were surprised when she joined the 4-H. "I breed rabbits," she said, without producing any evidence to support her claim, until the competition at the fair. They thought she joked when she asked that her bunnies be judged in an experimental class. The carnage on opening day made it clear she was serious about vampire rabbits. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Vampire rabbits? Cool! Hey, will they have those down in Ozimals? Man, thank you, Jeffrey. And the harmonica reminded me that I didn't do meow before Space Turtle. I suck. That's the risk of making me read the stories, you know. I know if you're sick and tired, and if I said in the promo, hey, I'll go ahead and have someone read it for you, but really, please. Ooh, I see Cop Out, the Blu-ray is sitting there. Oh, thank goodness, it's only like $10. Man, straight to the discount bin, Kevin Smith. Ah, dude. Yeah, the wife's out of town. She left for Florida for a week. We tend to vacation separately. Because if you're going to vacation and get away, who else would you get away from than me? I can totally understand. Speaking of which, what if you were to get away for a weekend in North Dakota? I know someone who could act as your personal tour guide. It's none other than TJ. Let's hear what story he has this week.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I got way too much sun today, and this is Winning Entry. This year's FFA displays were worth the entire price of admission. There were some impressive exhibits among livestock and produce, but two pickup trucks were required to transport the odds-on favorite for first place prize-winning pumpkin in from the Mickelson farm. It was about the size of a shed and had a fiery orange coloring that seemed to glow in the sunlight. Indeed, it took first. But the cash prize of $1,000 was ultimately little comfort, as the other effects of living downstream from Globex Biochemitrol began to manifest themselves, starting when the wooden pumpkin sprouted legs and teeth.
Thank you, Count TJ, for that scary story.
It's not even Halloween yet, man.
You're scaring me early. I don't want to be scared early. I don't want to be scared in August.
Are there any holidays in August? I know that Labor Day comes at the end of it, but I don't think we have any holidays in August. Actually, I'm going to have a floating holiday this Wednesday for my doctor's appointment. I want to be on that scale when it says 212, because if it says 212 when I'm not on the scale, that's really fucking creepy. Oh, thank you, TJ, and we've got one more story for you, and it's by Planet Z.
I do advertising, but I haven't worked for a year. Agency fired me. Every credit card maxed out. No savings left. Bank foreclosing. The house. I've sent my resume everywhere. Been to every job fair. Nobody's hiring. I thought about killing myself for the insurance, but that's gone. The policy was canceled when I lost my job. That's when I came up with the solution. Establish my own agency. Where do I get clients? I'll get my old ones back. The old agency staff meeting is starting. Hillary's Homemade Cookies. A new client. I'm Hillary. Made with love and poison.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about at the fair. Now, If you had a hard time understanding that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. And there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them flowers, follow them home at night, and invite them to the fair. Music in the background is by Guy David. Now, usually you'd hear that behind his story, but he didn't send one in this week. I wonder where he is. He might be sending you flowers, inviting you to the fair. And Zagman didn't show up. Everybody's starting to leave me. There's going to be nobody left by 10:10. I'm going to be all alone. And I'm going to be doing the stupid weekly challenge. And only Planet Z's going to be sending in his dumb stories. Okay, on to podcast business. I just set up 100-word stories on Twitter. That's where I'll tell you if I've received your story. If you don't see it up there, well, it's because it's Saturday night and I went to bed early and my wife's going, "Why are you going to bed early on Saturday night? It's a weekend." And I'm like, I wake up at 5:30 every day during the week. I don't just shift gears like you do. You know, she's older than me, and yet she's more resilient. God, I should drink her blood. I hope to use that for announcing various 100-word stories things and retweeting the topics that June Stormcrow announces for the Dashes in case you don't have an all-powerful system at work and can hop into Second Life just to write a story. And other flash fiction writing sites? Well, I may point those out with it too. And anything you suggest, except for politics and religion and sex and all that stuff, that just, unless all three are combined, then it's a headline. Anyway, next topic is going to be every day. All right, well, there are some other sites out there. Flying Island Press you've heard about. The Daily Pwn is looking for folks to have on as guests. And the Dribblecast is out there for your story posting and reading amusement. It's not the Drabblecast. It's the Dribblecast. It's fan-driven fiction. Anyway, thank you all for listening and sending in your stories, week in and week out. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.